Hello, Pretarkets. Good afternoon and welcome to the Sunny Side on your radio. This is your number one talk, news and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info. I am Gabriella. We've come to the last day in the month of August. This is the 31st day, and tomorrow ushers in a new month, the beginning of the Ember months for the year 2022. A lot of people have been anticipating the new year, 2023, for different reasons. Some in anxiety, some in excitement. And if you are a typical Nigerian, you would understand where I'm going with this and what I'm trying to say. I would not say it in plain words. You just get the undertone to what I'm saying. Welcome to the show. Today is a lovely Wednesday, and on the show today we're going to be talking about some interesting things I have noticed amongst us as humans, maybe as Nigerians. I can't speak for any other part of the world, but in Nigeria there's such a thing as superstitions. You know, when a person is traveling abroad, I mean, I read a story a couple of months ago, and this lady was upset. She wasn't upset really, she was more hurt than she was upset about the fact that her friend was traveling out of the country, was relocating to some country, and did not tell her before she did. And she had already gotten to her country destination, and then she calls her friend and says, "Oh, I forgot to tell you, I'm relocating to the abroad." And the friend is excited, saying, "Oh my gosh, I'm happy for you. When are you going?" And the girl says, "Oh, I'm already here. It just skipped my mind." You know, that kind of thing. And I remember having a friend some time ago who was sharing with me how he was in a relationship with a young girl. And on this certain day, I mean, the relationship was kind of new, but everything was going fine the way they should go. And on this certain day, he gets a call from her via WhatsApp, and she's saying, "Oh, I forgot to tell you, I'm moving to Canada." It was Canada at the time. And he was obviously taken aback as to, it was obviously speechless. "You're relocating, what happens to our relationship?" And she says, I felt really bad for him, because from the time he had told me that story, it was probably a year after she had left. Obviously, the relationship ended, but I could still see and feel his hurt and his pain. You know, he was obviously feeling terrible with the fact that the girl he was in a relationship with, he was going to take serious, had relocated without telling him. Now, a lot of people do this. I mean, very recently, I have a lot of stories to tell, right? Very recently, someone who's very close to me was sharing with me how his best friend was making plans to travel out of the country and did not tell him until the plan went sour. And so he was saying, just last month, I was trying to process my visa for this, and he got scammed and his money went down the drain by these scammers. And this person is saying, you were planning this and you didn't tell me. And he says, it just escaped his mind. You know, those flimsy excuses. So let's talk about these things. Many people actually believe that, they believe the superstition that if you tell someone before that thing you're planning to do or achieve happens, it is going to spoil that plan. Many people feel if you're planning to apply for a new job, if you've gone for an interview, don't tell anybody. Wait until you get the job, because if you tell somebody, you may not get the job. You know, some people believe that when you share good news before it happens, before it matures, or before it becomes a reality, it just might not happen anymore. Some people think it's because you never know the intentions of man. You never know if people who are around you actually genuinely mean you well. Or some people feel it's just the way life is. When you say those words, it goes into the atmosphere and life will just go and spoil it for you. Whatever you feel, we're going to have that conversation on this hour, talking about superstitions. We'll go on a very quick break, and when we return, the conversation will begin. Welcome once again to the show. I am Gabriella.
How do you like your eggs? Boiled, poached, scrambled, or sunny side up? Well, it doesn't matter, as long as it still remains an egg.
On the Sunny Side, we serve you different ideologies and perspectives. Details about life experiences you can relate with.
Various worldviews, culture, and lifestyle converge, yet it's still coming to you on your number one station for talk, news, and sports. 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Be a part of the Sunny Side every weekday, 12 noon to 3 p.m. And let's talk.
Welcome back to the conversation right here on your number one talk news and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info. I am Gabriella. Here's my big question on this hour. If you were to travel abroad, would you tell your friends? I want to know your honest answer. Please be honest and tell me your reason why. If you would or you wouldn't. Let's talk about superstitions on this hour. A lot of people believe that if you share good news before it matures or becomes reality, it just may not happen anymore. And this is not because, for some, it's not because the people you're telling or sharing the good news with are bad people or they mean you harm, but just because if you share something before it happens, the atmosphere, life, just has a way of ruining that good news and that testimony. For example, if you were looking for a new job, looking for a good job, and you go interview for that job, for example, these people believe that you shouldn't tell anyone that you're going to sit for that interview until you get the job. Others believe if you share it, not just because it's the atmosphere, there you don't know the genuine intentions of the people around you, those people you call your friends, even your family are suspect. That's, I found that quite interesting when I read that up. You know, even some people believe that their families are not to be trusted. So if you go tell your brother or your sister, how sure are you that your brother or sister actually means you well and wants you to progress in life? So when you share these things with your friends or your family, your loved ones, and they have ill intentions towards you, coming from that ill intent place, you know, their negative emotion could just, you know, spoil that good news for you, and it just will not happen again. And for those who are obviously into higher spiritual things, they might just go ahead and just, you know, do a backadabra, and you lose that job, or you don't get the opportunity anymore to travel, or you don't get the contract, or that great thing doesn't happen for you anymore. Are they real to start with? There's a school of thought that actually believes that superstitions aren't real, that it's just a pigment of our imagination. People make up these things. Experts will tell you that the mind is the most powerful thing in a human, in human existence. And so whatever your mind perceives, whatever your mind nurtures, whatever your mind waters, it flourishes. And so when your mind begins to feed you this information to say, if you tell this person, it's going to go bad. When you eventually tell that person, because your mind has perceived of it, it has nourished it, it has groomed it, it's going to fertilize and bear fruits. And so when you do that, when you tell someone, it will not work. And then your mind now says, it's because you told the person. Meanwhile, it's because your mind literally nurtured that thought into reality. So there's also that school of thought, people who believe that, you know, there is nothing such as superstition. What we call superstition is a figment of our own imaginations, the things that we, you know, make up in our heads, the things that we believe to be true that really aren't true. That makes me also wonder, when it comes to beliefs, that's not a conversation, but it also makes me think about the things that we choose to believe. Our lives really are governed by the things we choose to believe. So if I say I believe that stone is all powerful and the stone can deliver me from evil, will it work because I believe it? That's besides the conversation. Let's get back to it. The phone lines are now open. I'd like to hear from you. We have about 22 minutes on the clock talking about superstitions. And this really is my big question. If you personally were to travel abroad, would you tell your friends? Do you believe in superstitions as well? Do you think that they are real, or do you think we just make them up like some people actually, some experts actually believe, you know? And if you believe in superstitions, could you maybe share some with me. I know this is one. I know some people who believe that, you know, if you share good news before it happens, it will not happen again. That's one superstition I know of. If you do know or believe any others that you hold to be true or exist, I'd like to hear them. I really would like to know. So let's talk. The numbers to call are 0817-923-0002. 0817-923-0003. You can also call 0817-923-0007 or 0817-923-0009. The WhatsApp number is 0809-030-6416. 0809-030-6416. And we're also going to be taking messages on our social media platforms. We are streaming live on Facebook at Nigeria Info 92.3 BH. We're also streaming live on Twitter at Nigeria Info BH. I'll be taking comments on there as they come. Remember, you can also watch us on there live as you drop your thoughts. I've got Zozo. He's my first caller and he's calling from Akwaju. Good afternoon, Zozo. You're welcome. Hello, Zozo. Good afternoon.
Yes, just to quickly answer your question, if I happen to have a chance of still traveling abroad, I will tell my friends on certain conditions, and I will not also tell them on certain conditions. Now, let me explain that. I will not tell them not on the grounds of passion, like, you know, me telling them will automatically, you know, fizzle out the whole idea, the whole plan. Mm. Because me, for one thing, as a person, I don't really believe in superstition. In the sense that I believe that, you know, the only way someone can harm me is when direct contact between the person and me.
Okay.
So I don't have the whole idea of, because I tell someone that I'm traveling abroad, so automatically that idea will, that plan will change. No. Then the reason I will not tell my friends is if they are, they're like, enemy of progress, let me use that word. And or I think means they have any chance to physically, you know, truncate that plan I have. You know, that's something that I naturally they'll not just be happy with you if they see you progressing. So if I happen to have such kind of persons as friends or as affiliates, I will not tell them because I know they have a means of physically, you know, destroying that plan of mine. Mm-hmm. On the grounds of superstition, no, I don't believe in that. I'll tell them because I don't think any person can harm me through any means, uncanny means or something. You know? So that's
all right, Zozo. Thank you very much for sharing. I've got Amadi calling from Echeg. Good afternoon, Amadi. You're welcome. Apologies, Amadi. Please do all to call back. I'll take comments on Facebook and on Twitter. On Facebook, we're streaming live at Nigeria Info 92.3 PH. We're also streaming live on Twitter at Nigeria Info PH. You can drop your comments on there and I'll take your tweets as they come. On Facebook, Ovuna Dicklin says, I don't believe in superstition because it is not real. Yeah, I agree with you. I don't really as well, personally. I don't believe in them. Let's see. Caminos Emmanuel on Facebook says, I would, but not to everyone around me. Of course, you can't tell everyone around you because not everyone is, you don't share the same level of relationship with everyone. There are people who are your friends, there are people who are your best friends, there are people who are your acquaintances, there are people who are family, people who are just maybe colleagues or something. So you obviously can't tell anyone, everyone around you. Well, thank you so much for sharing that with me. And Bright Kev Azubike says, I won't. You mind to tell me why? I've got Adekunle on the line calling from Eneka. Good afternoon, Adekunle. You're welcome.
Yes. Good afternoon. How you doing?
You're welcome, Adekunle.
Okay. My name is Akintunde, a.k.a. Diamond King, and I'm a magician.
Okay.
You get me?
I get you.
Okay. So, this is the question. Somebody like me now, if I want to travel out, I'm not going to tell my friends. All I have to do, I have to travel out. Then when I get there, then when I start succeeding, I can start uploading on my WhatsApp group. So it's left for them to start commenting. Mm. And again, that kind of act also calls for the respect you get.
Mm. So you would not even tell them that you're traveling. You would let them find out on social media.
Yes, let them find out on social media because I'm a social media star. Actually, I don't feel my wife. But you can check me out on TikTok. Diamond King 444. I'm a magician. I do card tricks. Anybody watching, if you want to call me for...
It's okay, Adekunle. I didn't say you should market yourself now. My brother. Thank you for calling regardless. So that's quite extreme. I would have thought that no one, I mean, if any of my friends were to do that to me, I would feel bad. I mean, I would obviously be happy for them, but I would feel bad. Like, are you not calling me an enemy of progress? You don't trust me. I find out on social media. What are we? You know how people in relationships say, what are we? I'm going to ask you, what are we? I thought we were friends, you know. That's quite extreme. Finding out on social media. Wow. Mr. Zion is calling from GRA. Good afternoon. You're welcome.
Yeah, good afternoon, Gavi.
You're welcome.
The truth is this. A lot of people carry negative energy about. Their aura magnets negativity. And they are everywhere. They may even be your brothers, close to you. Nothing good, if they hear, will happen. The business where you say you want to start before Alpha, you don't start them again. You told them, the thing did not work out. At school where you say you won't go, you don't go them again. You don't work out because you told them.
I just is it really because trouble. You told them or because it wasn't meant to work out?
See, the moment you tell them, I will be starting a business to, I think, up to 200,000. Hopefully, by ending of the month, somebody will give me the money and I will join it and will open the business. The first thing that shot into their mind is, wow. And this wow thing is the aura that is just into that your miracle or inject into your star. Do you know that there are people that watch the affirmations? They watched over it. Ah, the moon has come. Let us go and pray. You say you don't believe the whatever you call them. Those things are real. We have good roads in Port Harcourt now. You can just drive to work, drive to church, drive to your house, no problem. You don't encounter anything, the noise, the facade. So there's nothing like superstition, right? I believe in it because it works. There are certain birds that will pass the compound. You know that this is not a good sign.
I know that one as prophecy. Well. There are some people that believe that there are certain birds at certain times of the day that pass a certain kind of message.
Exactly.
But what if those are just normal birds going about their business, their bird business?
See, these are the way they use in guiding and guarding our fathers in those days. And we will reject them today. They are busy kidnapping us. They are busy stealing from us. We can never recover our stolen properties. Haven't you
had a
situation?
Oh dear, Mrs. Iron, apologies for that, but thank you so much for calling. And I'm glad you mentioned that as well. There are people who have that belief as well. In fact, I have an aunt who, many years ago, when we were young children, when we, you know, obviously go visit for holidays, and I remember this certain episode. We're all outside the house, you know, certain evenings where everything has been, all the chores have been done, all the children are outside playing, the adults are sitting down and just watching, chewing, cashew and gisting and all that. So everybody was outside, my cousins and I, my sisters, everybody were just having a great evening, you know, back then. And then this, I can't remember if it was it just a normal or the breed of the bird. I can't remember. But a couple of birds just perched. She had a coconut tree in, you know, her compound. And a couple of birds just perched on the coconut tree and were going about their bird business. My aunt sprung up off her chair, ran into the house, brought out anointing oil and started kabashing on that coconut tree and shaking the tree vigorously. And the birds flew away. And she said, victory has been delivered unto me. And, you know, I found it quite strange. And I remember being very confused at my young age. I was wondering, what is going on? It took me growing older to really understand what that episode was about and how people have different superstitions, superstitious beliefs about, oh, if a bird perches at a certain time of the day, it's a bad omen, or maybe it's a monitoring spirit or a monitoring eye. They have sent the bird to come and monitor you. I remember one, it was my mom actually who was giving me, narrating a story of a boy who had traveled to the United States. And according to her, according to my mom, his village people had sent cockroaches because on the certain day he was getting ready to go to school, about 10, 20 cockroaches lined up and were crawling up his wardrobe. And according to her, she says the boy understood what the message was and he left everything he was doing in the US and went back home because there were cockroaches climbing up his wardrobe. Please. Do you believe in these superstitious beliefs? Let's talk about that. And if you were to travel out of the country, that's just me giving an example. Would you tell your friends? Tell me why, either as a yay or a nay. Taking more comments on Facebook. Remember, we're streaming live on there. You can go watch us live, you know, take a look at everything now, studio and stuff like that, and drop your comments. Same for Twitter as well, at Nigeria Info PH. So on Facebook, Samuel Munatonga says, what is the reason to tell a friend or anyone about your plans when they are not part of the plan? Okay, so it's not really because it's a superstitious belief, but don't share a plan because they're not part of it. Samuel, thank you for sharing. Precious Oduru says, I will only notify my close friends because not all that smile with you think good about you. All right. AJK Nelson says, it depends on the kind of friends you associate with. For me, I only tell few of my friends. That's the trustworthy ones. All right. AJK, thank you for sharing. But I'd like to ask you, how sure are you that the ones you trust actually mean well for you? And that's what I was going to ask the first caller when I was talking about the fact that it's not because, you know, he has believes these superstitions, but he would not share if you have ill intentions towards him. And I was going to ask him, how can you tell that your friend has ill intentions towards you? How do you begin to tell? Back to the phone lines. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Gabby.
You're welcome.
Yeah, I'll just lay out two scenarios. But before I do that, I agree with everything Mr. Zion said. And I'd like all your listeners to take him very seriously. In 1989, of my first time going abroad, I had won a scholarship as a young man then. So I didn't discuss with anybody, not even my mother. And all the visa, everything was ready. And I was to be picked up in the house in the afternoon for the airport. So, And I told my mom, I'm going abroad. I'll be there for some time and then I'll be back. I'm not going there to stay. That is the basic thing you need to know. She started crying. What happened? You didn't say anything. All this while is out. They go abroad. I said, Mommy, if I had told you earlier, you would have taken it and told your friend. And your friends are not happy with you, just that you don't know. So she was angry, she was unhappy, but I traveled. Now, when I was done with that scholarship, I was to go again. I just came back and I was to go the following year. And this time around, I still didn't tell her. But I called my dad. I said, well, this is the situation. I don't want to tell mom because she will tell her friend and so on. He said I should go ahead and tell her. I did. And it was just about 2 days. But thank God, visa, ticket, everything was ready. So I left. No issue. My sister, when I was to now go for a professional training after school and everything, from the beginning I told her. And then she took me to church, prayer, all those things. And I told my brother, we were coming back from VI that day, back to our house in Surulere. I said, see, I have told their mommy, and I'm sure she has told her friend. Just watch and let's see what happens, if I'm able to make it. Eventually, do you know that the people that were to sponsor the professional training called me and canceled it?
Wow.
Payments they were expecting from the federal government. It was a defense thing. That Ministry of Defense has not paid them.
Wow.
So they are sorry. I won't be able to proceed at this time. So it's left for everybody now to sit down and judge, whether superstitious or you tell your people all your plans. It's left for everybody to judge. Now, my mother is not a bad person. She's just a simple-hearted person that, you know, when she's happy, everybody knows it. And that is not good. So, for me, if you have your plan, make them go through, get there, and then whoever you feel you should inform when you are there, tell them. If they're not happy, too bad. It's your life. It's not their life. Mm. That's my view. Thank you, Gabby.
Thank you very much for sharing your experience with me. I mean, it's really hard to argue a person's experience, a person's personal experience. I mean, it's just interesting to hear that, you know. Just interesting to hear that. Are there chances, perhaps, that that would still have happened? It would still have been cancelled if you had not told anyone? In a situation where you're keeping something, for example, I shared a story of someone who's close to me who was telling me about his friend who was planning, who was working his visa, and then he got scammed. He fell into the wrong hands and got scammed of his money, right? Now, he did not tell anyone. Maybe because he believes in this superstition, I don't know. Or maybe because whatever his reasons were, he did not tell anyone. He was only telling this person when he got scammed. So, what is the reason for that happening if he did not tell anyone? I mean, nobody knew about it, but it still happened. Let's flip, take it back a few for a minute. If he had told someone and then he still got scammed, do you see how easy it would have been for him to say, it's because I told someone, that is why it did not work out? I'm just saying, I'm not arguing anything. I'm not saying, I'm not refuting the fact that, you know, those who believe in superstitions actually believe them to be true or they are real or anything. I'm just saying, if you hadn't told anyone, is it possible that it still would have been cancelled because the monies were just not released? How sure are you that it had anything to do with the fact that, you know, she had told her friends? Anyway, we will never know the answer to that because it's already happened the way it did. We can't rewind the hands of time to go, you know, play differently to see how that happens. We have about 5 minutes on the clock, I think. Yes, we have 5 minutes. So let's take some more comments and we'll wrap up with one final caller on WhatsApp. Sylvester in Rumwe World Community in Rumwe Kine says, okay, this is not for this conversation. Talking about flood in their area. Moving on, Emmanuel says, for me, Gabriella, it's not about superstition or any of those weird beliefs. I rather believe in achieving what I want silently before talking about it. All right. Oh, and I know there are people like Emmanuel as well. Some people who don't want to feel like they have failed at something. Not because they believe in superstition, but I don't want to announce it and then maybe something that happens, it doesn't work out anymore. I would look like a joke. Right? So I want to be sure about this thing before I announce it so I don't look stupid, you know? That has nothing to do with superstition anyway. One more comment, we'll get to the phone lines. Victor from Mukboku says, good afternoon, Gabriella. All my life, every time I tell people about a good thing that is yet to manifest, it usually doesn't happen. So I have decided not to tell people things before they happen. I really do not believe in superstition anyway. All right, Victor, thank you so much for sharing that with me. Good afternoon, Anonymous.
Good afternoon, Gabby. Summer up here. How are you doing?
All right. I'm well, thank you. Go ahead.
Okay, so generally speaking, I think that whether or not it's travel, you know, if you have a plan, it's not for public consumption, irrespective of what it is. It could be something as small as you want to study your course. You know, you're supposed to walk in silence. You are to tell those who are relevant
in silence,
to the plan.
Huh?
For example, let's say when Jeff Bezos was building Amazon. You know, it's not, it's very clear it's not for everyone's consumption. He very likely made that information public. Mm. Those who he believed could help what he was doing. Because there are natural challenges that will come with you doing something, irrespective of who you tell. And when you tell people and those things happen, you might want to connect it to, oh, it's because I told the entire neighborhood,
right,
that's why this happened. No. If it's something that is what it's difficult, naturally speaking. So, let people know the results when it comes up, because it's success is loud. Nobody sees when you're reading at night for, you know, just studying, but they see pictures when you graduate. And naturally, when you succeed, people will know.
So telling them when it hasn't happened, I don't see the relevance to it. Unless if it's a case where you need help. You know, making this information public will somehow get you closer to achieving your aim. And then, you know, you can maybe make it public. But I have a plan. I want to leave the country. I want to study something. I want to build a business, whatever. Why am I telling people? It's not your business. They will know when it eventually happens. And if it doesn't happen, I learn from the process. I learn from my...
All right. Thank you so much. We do have to...
It's not everybody's business.
All right. Thank you very much. We have to wrap it up now. We have less than 2 minutes and lots of comments to take on WhatsApp. This says, I have been a regular customer to this. It says customer, really? And funny enough, I have a mouth, or a loud mouth, because I trust everyone. There was a time I wanted to move to the UK. I told a few on the day of the interview. My file got missing. How come? So I was denied, and I told a lot about my intention, even job offers, which I applied for. All foul, foul, foul. Foul. Oh my goodness. Now I know that the air has holes, or the earth has ears that doesn't like to hear good news. It's real, Gabby. These are superstitions. So now I hide myself, even if I have Gary. I hide. These days, I remember someone who shared her baby bump on Facebook 2 months before then. The baby didn't come forth. Bad things happen. Chigo's here from Abuja. Oh my goodness, you're hilarious. But yes, you mentioned one that is very popular as well. People who are pregnant, they don't share. They tell you, ah, my goodness. Some people actually believe that if you share on social media your baby bump, or the fact that you're pregnant and you're sharing all those beautiful lovey-dovey pictures, you know, something bad might happen to your baby, or maybe the child would die or something. And so people usually announce that if they have a baby, when they've delivered of the baby. I know many people like that. You know, so that's also a superstition. Is that true? I don't know. Moving on. Thank you very much for your comment, Chiagozi. I'm going to also reply your second comment. I believe whoever is not involved in the process of a breakthrough only deserves the news. This comment from Femi reads, and nothing is new in the news when it has already been revealed. And this one is from Konobwe Town, from Gabriel, who says, good afternoon, Gabriella. I will not tell anyone until that thing has come to manifestation. All right. Thank you for sharing. Let's take some comments on Facebook and we'll wrap this up. This one here is from Naji Light. It says, it's funny how some people claim anecdotal evidence of superstitious beliefs. As for me, if I were to go abroad, I would only tell people in help or support to me. If not, why should I tell you? I'll wrap up by saying this. Success, like a caller said, is loud. So let success make the noise for you. I'm Gabriella. Thank you for making this a worthy conversation.